मुझे लगता है कि उसकी जो डिटेल्स हैं वो लीलामृत में प्रकाशित नहीं हुई हैं।
What happened was the cart was too big for the size of there was a corner. There was a certain corner. No, not the height was not the issue. The cart was too wide to go through a certain passage.
और रथ इतना विशाल था, इतना चौड़ा था कि एक संकरी गली से निकलने में उसको अड़ गया था।
It would have jammed if it couldn't go through. It wouldn't have been able to go through.
और पूरा जाम हो गया था, उस आगे नहीं बढ़ पा रहा था।
Now I wasn't there, so I didn't see. But my brother swears there was a miracle. Lord Jagannath would have been Subhadra because she's the wizard. She pulled off a miracle.
और महाराज बता रहे हैं, हालांकि मैं व्यक्तिगत रूप से वहां उपस्थित नहीं था, परंतु मेरे भाई ने मुझे बताया वहां पर एक चमत्कार हुआ क्योंकि सुभद्रा महारानी रथ पर थी।
The cart almost went around that space that was too narrow, almost as if it was flexible. I'm not saying it was flexible. I'm saying there was some kind of Subhadra sitting there as Yogamaya. She pulled some kind of a stunt.
और चमत्कार ये हुआ कि संकरी गली के अंदर से भी रथ जो दिख रहा था निकलने असंभव है, फिर भी वह निकल गया। क्यों? क्योंकि सुभद्रा महारानी वहाँ पे उपस्थित थी। वो योगमाया है, योगमाया के द्वारा कार्य किया गया।
Prabhupada was very, very pleased with London Rath Yatra.
और श्रीला प्रभुपाद बहुत प्रसन्न थे लंदन में इस रथ यात्रा से।
Before he came to America, he contemplated, well, what city should I go to?
अमेरिका जाने से पहले श्रीला प्रभुपाद ने विचार किया था कि पहले वे कौन से सिटी में जाएं।
He was thinking, well, you know, everybody, all the yogis and bogies and everybody from India, swamis and whatever. They go to like Vivekananda. They go to London, you know. So should I go to London? He asked himself. You know the word rhetorically. Rhetorically, no.
So
when you ask yourself a question, that's not really answered. You ask yourself, it's like holding up a mirror. He asked the question of himself. Should I go to London?
क्योंकि उस समय भारत से जितने योगी भोगी या ढोंगी भी जाते थे तो वह पहले लंदन के अंदर जाते थे। तो प्रभुपाद जी ने अपने आप से ये प्रश्न पूछा, अपने आप को टटोला कि मेरे को किस देश में जाके पहले किस देश में जाके प्रचार शुरू करना चाहिए।
So he contemplated the matter. And actually I have heard, I don't think this is the Lilamrita. I've heard reports. But it's one of those things that has to be substantiated. But I've heard reports that Krishna told him to go to New York. Of course, whatever Mahabhagavata does, whatever Nityasiddha devotee does, is dictated by Krishna. So it's not surprising. It's just a little surprising that we could consider that Krishna would say, well, where's the confusion? Just go, I want you to go to New York City. That's a good place for you to start this mission. You know, so Krishna talks like that to his devotees.
हालांकि ये लीलामृत में नहीं है, परंतु महाराज बता रहे मुझे रिपोर्ट्स हैं कि भगवान कृष्ण ने श्रील प्रभुपाद को प्रेरित किया था कि वे पहले अमेरिका जाएं। हालांकि कोई महाभागवत यशोद भक्त जो कुछ कार्य करता है वह भगवान की अंतरंगा शक्ति द्वारा ही प्रेरित होता है, तो भगवान ने उनको अंदर से प्रेरणा दी कि पहले आप अमेरिका जाइए।
Of course we accept because Prabhupada was Nityasiddha, eternally liberated devotee, still is eternally liberated. We accept that eternally liberated soul, even if he's playing a role in the material world, whether he played the role of a householder for some time, so did Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
और हम उन्हें हर स्थिति में शुद्ध भक्त के रूप में स्वीकार करते हैं, हालांकि वे गृहस्थ भी रहे, परंतु उदाहरण के लिए जैसे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैं।
Then he played the role of acharya.
उसके बाद उन्होंने आचार्य के रूप में भूमिका निभाई।
So in any case, he was always receiving internal dictation from Krishna, always.
हर परिस्थिति के अंदर आंतरिक प्रेरणा प्राप्त करते थे भगवान कृष्ण से।
Even an ordinary devotee can receive internal dictation. Does receive, like these yellow boys, for example.
और हम देखते हैं साधारण भक्त भी अंदर से प्रेरणा।
They are also receiving.
प्रेरणा लेते हैं कृष्ण से, कृष्ण उन्हें प्रेरणा देते हैं। उदाहरण के लिए जैसे पीले वस्त्र में भक्त बैठे हैं।
Are you aware of that?
आपको भी अंदर से भगवान कृष्ण प्रेरणा दे रहे हैं, क्या आपको इसका ज्ञात है? उत्तर दिया थोड़ा बहुत, तो महाराज कह रहे हैं ये ईमानदार उत्तर.
Actually, every living entity, the bugs, the worms, the mosquitoes.
हर जीव आत्मा, यहाँ तक कि एक मच्छर भी भगवान परमात्मा के द्वारा प्रेरित होता है.
Try to understand.
इसको समझने का प्रयास कीजिए.
Write it down. Even the mosquitoes are being given dictation by Lord Vishnu who to go bite.
यहाँ तक कि एक मच्छर को भी प्रेरित किया जाता है भगवान विष्णु के द्वारा किसको जाके काटना है.
Get this, get this. This is a, we used to say in the 60s, mind blower.
तो एक मच्छर को भी प्रेरणा मिलती है भगवान उसके जो हृदय में परमात्मा बैठे हैं कि किनको जाके काटे, इनको काटे, इनको काटिए.
Lord Vishnu is so compassionate.
जो भगवान विष्णु है परम करुणामयी है.
He sees that the mosquito is very, very hungry.
वे देखते हैं कि जो मच्छर है वे बहुत प्यासे हैं.
Somehow or other, the mosquito is so hungry, maybe it's going to die from starvation, it needs to suck some blood straight away.
वे इतने भूखे प्यासे हैं कि उनकी मृत्यु हो जाएगी इससे, इससे अच्छा है जाके किसी का खून चूस लें.
Then Lord Vishnu, Parama, Chaitaguru, then he may go, well, there's my devotee sitting over there. you can go and suck on him for a while.
So Bhagavan Vishnu ne prerit karte hain ki wahan pe mera ek bhakt baitha hai, jao, uska khoon chuso.
I haven't been able to, there's something incredible about the engineering of a mosquito.
Aur जो मच्छरों के अंदर का मैकेनिज्म है, इंजीनियरिंग है, वो भी बहुत आश्चर्यजनक है.
Anybody got time? I haven't been able to do it. Anybody want to do some research on the internet on the scientific structure and engineering of mosquitoes? This might sound outrageous, but it's actually quite important. Very important for preaching purposes.
अगर कोई रिसर्च करना चाहे इंटरनेट पर.
Who? Scientist, you're on. But where's his superiors have to give their blessings, so you know. Nuclear scientist, but you don't know how a mosquito works.
अगर कोई रिसर्च करे इंटरनेट पे कि एक जो मच्छर है उसका शरीर का निर्माण किस प्रकार होता है, किस प्रकार कार्य करता है.
Because the mosquito was invented by a better brain than yours. Come on, Prabhu. More ROM in the computer.
क्योंकि जिसने मच्छर का निर्माण किया है उसमें बहुत ज्यादा दिमाग है.
Oh, you do that? You can do that? Get permission from your authorities? And it shouldn't take maybe, you know, 20 minutes, half hour only. We need this information for preaching. I'm not joking. Either way, it's a miracle. Either way, it is a miracle. If you discover that the engineering is so first class that mosquito can go zzzz, boing, right on top of the vein, and begin sucking.
और मच्छर के शरीर का निर्माण उसमें जो इंजीनियरिंग है इतनी अद्भुत है कि वे सीधा जाके जो वेन है शरीर के अंदर नस है सीधा उसी के ऊपर बैठता है.
Your authority on the subject of mosquitoes? Oh. Can you give him blessings for 20 minutes?
Sure, Maharaj.
Yeah! Nothing like being under pressure. There's only two ways, and wish that mosquito could find the vein within
two seconds.
Either they have a built-in blood sensor that is so sophisticated that it can locate the blood through the skin exactly where the vein is located. That's high tech, gentlemen and ladies. That is high tech.
और मच्छर के अंदर ऐसा ब्लड सेंसर होता है कि वह नस के अंदर जहाँ खून बह रहा है सीधा वहीं पे काटता है।
Let me give you a practical example. I mean, it's too juicy. That's why I'm spending time on this. I was in the hospital, I guess now, well, that was a year and a half, 2 years ago, you know.
Maharaj bata rahe hain, main hospital mein tha.
They had to put, you know, when you're in the hospital, I guess they must have put one of those things in your wrist, you know, to put in antibiotics, you know. So they have this long needle that's, you know, I'm not joking. This is the length of the needle. It's a needle that is like 4 inches long and 5 inches long, and that's a very long needle, and they, you know, they ram it into your vein or artery. Probably could.
और हॉस्पिटल के अंदर 4 या 5 इंची लंबी सुई जब लगाई जाती है.
But my veins are very deep set.
महाराज बता रहे हैं उनकी जो veins हैं.
So the nurse comes and she's poking. She can't find the she can't find the vein. She's poking around, and so she calls another nurse.
जो एक नर्स आती है ये इंजेक्शन या आईवी वो लगाने के लिए तो ढूंढती रहती है कि नस कहाँ पे है.
Two nurses
poking around. 5 मिनट हो गए पर उसको नस
नहीं मिल रहा. They can't find it.
दूसरी नर्स आती है वह भी नस ढूंढने का प्रयास करती है.
They call two more nurses, four nurses.
दो और नर्स आई चार नर्सेस मिलके एक नस नहीं ढूंढ पाई.
They're poking around, they can't find the vein. Whatever the case may be, then they brought in the cardiologist. Give me a break. He brought in the cardiologist and one other doctor. No, three doctors and four nurses. Finally, somebody found the vein. This is a true story.
तो उसके बाद वह एक कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट को बुला के लाते हैं, उसको नहीं मिलती. दूसरे को बुलाते हैं, उसको नहीं मिलती. ऐसे तीन डॉक्टर स्पेशलिस्ट और चार नर्सेस मिलके अंततः एक नस ढूंढ पाते हैं.
Excuse me, but the mosquito finds the vein in 2 seconds.
परंतु एक मच्छर है, वह 2 क्षण के अंदर ही.
That is superior technology. That is God-made technology versus man-made technology.
ये सुपीरियर टेक्नोलॉजी है.
All right. So, London.
London.
Here Prabhupada writes, there was a lot of publicity in newspapers.
Prabhupada लिखते हैं कि अखबारों में इसका बहुत प्रकाशन हुआ.
There's a great monument in London called Trafalgar Square. It's a square, means you say that, you know, it's, you say that in India, it must be square, Trafalgar Square. It's an area, clear of buildings, and usually there's some fountain or statue or something in the middle of it. This is a British concept. Yeah, so this was taking place at Trafalgar Square in London, a very prestigious, very ancient, very prestigious location.
और लंदन के अंदर एक बहुत बड़ा मॉन्यूमेंट है स्क्वायर करके, बहुत ही माना हुआ वो मॉन्यूमेंट और उस देश के लिए बहुत महत्व रखता है.
The press coverage was all very, very favorable.
और जितने भी अखबारों में जो उनका प्रकाशन हुआ रथ यात्रा का, बहुत ही फेवरेबल न्यूज़.
I don't know if they will quote from here, but just in case they don't, I will, you know, tell you what the press was saying.
Maharaj bata rahe hain ki main aapko bataunga ki press ne kya kaha.
In the middle of Trafalgar Square, there is a famous column, a Roman style column, I don't know how tall it goes, but it must be somewhere around the height of the column, maybe less than this temple building, temple columns here. Maybe a little less, I don't know.
वहाँ पर एक खंबा है और उस खंबे का साइज मंदिर का जितना खंबा है इससे थोड़ा सा कम.
And on top of that column is a statue of Lord Nelson, who is some kind of aristocracy from the past. I don't know. He was a general. He was a general in the British Army. So he's a very, very famous personality and very famous statue in that.
वहाँ पर लॉर्ड नेल्सन का मूर्ति है जिन्होंने नेपोलियन को हराया था.
Here it's mentioned. Prabhupada was very pleased with the press coverage.
Prabhupada बहुत प्रसन्न थे अखबारों में जो रिपोर्ट्स आई थी उनसे.
And he wrote to Prabhupada wrote to his disciples to what happened at the London Rath Yatra.
और प्रभुपाद जी ने अपने शिष्यों को लिखा कि लंदन की रथ यात्रा में क्या हुआ था.
Find the paragraph. You will be glad to know the Rath Yatra in London was very successful. Find that paragraph.
तुम्हें जानकर प्रसन्नता होगी कि लंदन की रथ यात्रा अत्यंत सफल रही.
Keep reading.
डेली गार्डियन ने हमारे रथ का चित्र प्रमुख पृष्ठ पर दिया और लिखा कि हमारी रथ यात्रा ट्रेफ गालगर स्क्वायर में लॉर्ड नेल्सन की स्मृति में बनाए गए स्तंभ के मुकाबले.
So this is very important. This for those old timers, very famous quote here, that the chariot was giving competition, actually taller than the column. So they must have been very tall. The column of Lord Nelson must be very tall. I don't know if anybody been to London?
आप कैसे कोई लंदन गए हैं?
You've seen the column?
Karunachal.
How tall is it? As tall as the temple ceiling? It's very tall anyways. Doorways? Tall as the doorways? Huh? Up to the ceiling?
The roof of BBT.
Huh? To the roof of the BBT?
तो वहाँ पर जो ये खंबा है बीबीटी का जितना छत है इतना लंबा खंबा है और जो रथ है रथ भी उस खंबे को मुकाबला दे रहा था यानी रथ भी इतना ऊंचा और विशाल था.
So the press said this rath car of the Hare Krishnas is competing or surpassing the statue of Lord Nelson in the Trafalgar Square. Coming from British, that's a really hardcore, you know.
तो अखबारों ने कहा था कि जो रथ है वो लॉर्ड नेल्सन के स्तंभ को अपना दे रहा था.
Okay, finish the paragraph.
मेरा स्वास्थ्य अच्छा है और मैं नित्य भ्रमण करने जाता हूँ और प्रातःकालीन कक्षाएं लेता हूँ.
Next, write another letter.
एक दूसरे पत्र में प्रभुपाद ने लिखा यहाँ पर हमारे उत्सव का भव्य स्वागत हुआ है और मैं सारी घटना से इतना प्रभावित था कि हाइट पार्क से ट्रैफगल स्क्वायर तक मैं पूरे रास्ते चलता और नाचता रहा.
Here Prabhupada speaks of dancing.
यहाँ पर प्रभुपाद बता रहे हैं कि वे किस प्रकार नाचते रहे पूरी रथ यात्रा.
You never found, you will never find any photograph of Prabhupada dancing in a weird, I don't know, sticking his rear end out and wobbling it and other things that are now fashionable among ISKCON devotees, ISKCON young men. The women don't go that far, actually. They're afraid to go that far, but you know, when they're DVDs are closed. I can get away with this only because the DVDs are closed. So when they're dancing like this, but dancing in Rath Yatra, not like that. This is sutra. I don't mean to, you know, this is going on the internet. I don't mean to disrespect anyone.
Maharaj ne jaise bhi karke dikhaya. Maharaj keh rahe hain ye sahi tarika nahi hai nitya karne ka. Aise shudra nachte hain. Main kisi ko apmanit nahi karna chahta.
It's a cultural thing, so there's no blame.
क्योंकि एक एक कल्चर की बात है इसलिए किसी पे आरोप नहीं किया जा रहा.
In Africa,
अफ्रीका के अंदर
the black prophet did not introduce. Listen, get down. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. It is not how Prabhupada dance. It's very popular now. All over ISKCON, young men are doing it like this. They don't know anything about Prabhupada. You're lucky I'm here to tell you about Prabhupada. You are very lucky.
तो पूरे विश्व भर में ऐसे गलत गलत तरीके से नृत्य किया जाता है.
Chicago, Prabhupada stopped the dancing. In Chicago, Illinois, one of the largest cities, at that time it was one of the largest temples.
आप सब बहुत सौभाग्यशाली हैं कि आपको पता चल पाएगा अभी प्रभुपाद किस प्रकार से नृत्य करते थे.
Sitting on the Vyasasana. So the devotees were dancing like this.
The bhakt aise nritya kar rahe the.
They were boxing.
Aur wo boxing kar rahe the.
Maybe not with close fists, but you know. Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana. There was, you know, 600 devotees there, 800 maybe. No, not that many. 700 in those days, in 1975, try to understand something. 700 devotees was a lot of devotees in 1975. You guys can't imagine that now with Rath Yatras full of, you know, 20,000, you know. You can't imagine now so much East of College Temple, so many devotees. This temple alone, we see so many devotees.
उस समय करीबन 600-700 भक्त वहाँ पर उपस्थित थे. उस समय 700 भक्त बहुत बड़ी बात थी. आप सब शायद इसकी कल्पना भी नहीं कर सकते. आज के समय राधा पार्थ सारथी मंदिर ने कई भक्तों बनाए हैं. यहाँ पे भी हम देखते हैं भक्तों की संख्या किस प्रकार बढ़ रही है.
So Prabhupada, there was 700 devotees rip-roaring kirtan with, you know, 10 mridangas. Even now, there's not that many kirtans with 10 mridangas. There was 10 mridangas.
उस समय 700 भक्त मिलकर कीर्तन और नृत्य कर रहे थे और 10 मृदंग बज रहे थे. आज के समय भी शायद ऐसे कल हमें देखने को नहीं मिलता कि कीर्तन में 10 मृदंग बज रहे हो, इतना विशाल कीर्तन हो.
At least 20 kirtans, at least.
और कम
से कम party. Prashad.
और कम से कम 20 करताले वहां पर बज रहे थे.
So it was rip roaring by any standard.
और इस प्रकार नृत्य हो रहा था.
But you know, Prabhupada was fairly short, you know. He stood up, he would have come maybe to my shoulder, you know.
और प्रभुपाद जी का जो हाइट था, कद था, इतना लंबा नहीं था. महाराज बता रहे हैं शायद उनके कंधे तक.
Gave the command to stop the kirtan. So that was something like, you know, someone standing on the railroad tracks and stopping at high speed trained, you know.
और उन्होंने निर्देश दिया कि कीर्तन बंद किया जाए.
Just by going like this, like yogic power, you know. Stop.
ये उस प्रकार है कि जैसे बहुत तेज गति से अगर कोई ट्रेन आ रही हो और सामने कोई योगी आके सिर्फ हाथ दिखा के पूरी की पूरी ट्रेन को रोक दे
3 seconds.
और जो कीर्तन लीडर थे उन पर उनको ये संदेश दिया गया कीर्तन बंद कराने का, तो उन्हें बंद करना पड़ा।
Imitated, he said, not like this.
और तब प्रभुपाद जी ने इस तरह करके दिखाया कि इस प्रकार से
like this.
और फिर प्रभुपाद जी ने बताया कि इस प्रकार से नृत्य करना चाहिए।
Also, when I was I organized a program at University of California, Berkeley, where I used to go to school.
Maharaj bata rahe hai ki University of California mein wo programs organize karte the.
Prabhupada came there, and at that program, that's when Hridayananda Maharaj got his first contact with Srila Prabhupada.
Which one?
Hridayananda Maharaj. I was preaching to him, you know, I was preaching to Hridayananda Maharaj. He was a university student. I was preaching to him at that time.
उस समय हृदयनंद महाराज उस यूनिवर्सिटी में पढ़ते थे जब महाराज ये प्रोग्राम ऑर्गेनाइज करते थे, तब प्रभुपाद जी वहां पर आए।
So at the program which I had organized, Prabhupada was leaping.
और जब महाराज प्रोग्राम ऑर्गेनाइज कर रहे थे उसमें कीर्तन में प्रभुपाद उछल रहे थे, डांस कर रहे थे।
I'm sorry, that's pathetic. The reason I say that is because it seemed like, now I can't say, you know, the exact measurement, but the psychic impression was that Srila Prabhupada was leaping, you know, the better part of a meter off the ground. Now, he was not leaping that high, but okay, let's say half a meter off the ground. That's not so. Let's say 2 feet off the ground. From here to here, he was leaping, and I just couldn't do that just now, and he was older than me. I couldn't do that, but he was leaping at least this far off the ground, like he was a young acrobat.
और प्रभुपाद जी उस समय जमीन से कम 2 फीट ऊपर तक उछल उछल कर नृत्य कर रहे थे। महाराज बता रहे हैं कि प्रभुपाद जी की आयु उनसे ज्यादा थी और इस समय मैं ऐसा नहीं कर पा रहा।
In San Francisco Atheatra, 1970, you see the photographs also. You're saying, whenever Prabhupada went to Atheatra, you'll see the same photographs. Both arms up in the air, just dancing the old Swami two-step, which Prabhupada introduced, but which is now, you know, going to take years to bring it back. It's going to take years. It's coming back. I'm not dead yet.
और आप रथयात्रा की कोई भी रथयात्रा की अगर आप फोटो देख लें तो प्रभुपाद जी इस प्रकार स्वामी स्टेप करते थे दोनों हाथ ऊपर करके, परंतु हम देखते हैं आज ऐसा स्टेप को वापस इंट्रोड्यूस करने में कई साल लग जाएंगे, परंतु महाराज क्या कह रहे हैं कि मैं अभी यहाँ जिंदा हूँ और ऐसे होके रहेगा।
I have friends in high places. If Maya will not crush me into a pulp on the ground, I have many connections now. I'm working cooperatively with the GBC, strategic planning, that's planning the future of this movement. I'm working very closely with these people.
Maharaj bata rahe hain ki unke kai uche sthiti par pad par unke mitra hain aur agar Maya unko crush nahi karengi to वह जीबीसी के साथ कार्य कर रहे हैं प्रॉपर डांसिंग स्टेप्स को इंट्रोड्यूस करने के लिए।
सो एनीवेज दिस इज ऑल टू डिस्क्राइब हियर, गो टू दैट पैराग्राफ अगेन प्लीज।
यहां पर हमारे उत्सव का भव्य स्वागत हुआ है और मैं सारी घटना से इतना प्रभावित था कि हाइट पार्क से ट्रैफिकल स्क्वायर तक मैं पूरे रास्ते चलता और नाचता रहा।
Very important. I was so much encouraged by the whole thing that I was able to walk and dance the entire way from Hyde Park to Trafalgar Square. I don't know how many kilometers that is, but anyways, he walking and dancing the whole way, though his health up until then had not been very good.
तो वहाँ पर प्रभुपाद जितने प्रभावित थे कि वे पूरे रास्ते चल रहे थे और नृत्य कर रहे थे।
Now I'm a very small devotee.
Maharaj bata rahe hain ki main bahut chota bhakt hu.
I mean, it's a joke when people talk about senior men as being big devotees. Nowadays, also some of the women of my god sisters are coming forward. as you know, so sometimes they say big devotees still.
तो ये एक तरह का मजाक है जो प्रभुपाद जी के शिष्य करते थे किसी बड़े भक्त को बताने के लिए बिग डिवोटी सीनियर डिवोटी के बारे
में even though I'm a so-called little devotee I have that experience myself personally that sometimes when I go out to preach you know you've seen sometimes I come in and I have to have you know Premanjan and somebody else carry me up the stairs and I sit down and then you know okay my energy level might be down a little bit but it's not very detectable Sometimes you can tell, you know, my body's a little off, but actually, why? Because it's Ladini Shakti. So the point is, Prabhupada was completely operating under Ladini Shakti. This point you have to get it. The central point of this class today, Prabhupada was completely under Ladini Shakti. Therefore, he could dance even though when his body was not well.
So यहाँ पर जो मुख्य बात समझने की ये है कि श्रीला प्रभुपाद पूर्ण रूप से Ladini Shakti के अंतर्गत कार्य करते थे। हालांकि उनका शरीर बीमार था फिर भी वे पूरे रास्ते नृत्य कर सकते थे क्योंकि वे लादनी शक्ति के अंतर्गत थे
Go on reading. Srila Prabhupada settled into a regular routine. Read.
प्रभुपाद भक्ति वेदांत मैनर में नियमित रूप से रहने लगे उन्होंने लिखा ये भक्ति वेदांत मैनर सबसे अच्छा बढ़िया स्थान है ये बहुत शांत और निर्विघ्न है और गाँव बहुत साफ सुथरा है दो मंजिले पर स्थित प्रभुपाद का कमरा इतना विस्तृत था कि उसमें 50 अभ्यागत आराम से बैठ सकते थे उसमें बड़ी बड़ी खिड़कियां थी जो लंबे चौड़े मैदान की ओर खुलती थी
Did you finish the first paragraph?
Yes,
or you went on to the next paragraph?
First paragraph.
Sure. You're done?
Yes.
Okay. So, Prabhupada was appreciating the campus of Bhaktivedanta Manor. Of course, this is the mansion that was donated by Lord Jagannath, yes. But I mean by the mansion that was donated by George Harrison.
So, ये जो भक्तिवेदांत मैनर है, ये जॉर्ज हैरिसन के द्वारा इस्कॉन को दिया गया था, और प्रभुपाद वहाँ पे रह रहे थे और वहाँ की सराहना कर रहे थे.
So The manor is located in what's known as a green belt. In other words, a certain area of the city that was designated by the city fathers, they say, the city planners. The area where the manor is located is designated as a green belt.
ये जो manor था, ये एक ऐसे स्थान में आता था, जिसको वहाँ के जो city के officials थे, उन्होंने हरि क्षेत्र के रूप में घोषित किया था।
So green belt means no commercial activity, nothing supposed to take place there except simple residence. There should be minimal traffic and all these things. It's supposed to be a park-like area, let's say preserve.
ये एक ऐसे स्थान के समान था जिसको preserve किया जा रहा था और वहाँ पे कोई बहुत बड़ी बड़ी कंस्ट्रक्शन या कोई इस प्रकार नहीं कर सकते थे सिंपल लिविंग जितना हो सके मिनिमम ट्रैफिक के साथ
सो इट वाज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल स्टिल इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल क्वाइट पीसफुल एंड प्रभुपाद वाज अप्रिशिएटिंग दिस
तो वह बहुत ही सुंदर था शांत था और प्रभुपाद उसकी प्रशंसा कर रहे थे
लेटर ऑन द सिटी पॉलिटिशियंस दे चैलेंज्ड इस्कॉन एंड देयर वाज अ बिग फाइट फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम They tried to oust ISKCON because of our traffic, and the neighbors were complaining about traffic coming for the festivals and so forth. They tried their level best, but finally we made a peaceful settlement. So it's a beautiful place. I haven't been there, but you know it's beautiful.
और बाद में वहाँ के city officials और ISKCON के बीच में ऐसा case भी चला था कि कई जो पड़ोसी थे उन्होंने complaint कर दी थी कि festivals के दिन वहाँ पे बहुत सारे गेस्ट आते थे तो अलग बहुत सारी गाड़ियों में आते थे तो क्योंकि ये ग्रीन बेल्ट के अंडर आता था तो ऐसा
नेक्स्ट पैराग्राफ
प्रभुपाद ने कहा कि यदि भक्तगण झील और मैदान की सफाई कर सकें तो वह भक्ति वेदांत मैनर में ही रहकर शांतिपूर्वक अनुवाद कार्य करेंगे उन्होंने कहा कि उन्हें कुछ गायें लानी चाहिए और कुछ और अधिक जमीन में खेती करनी चाहिए
So many times Prabhupada would make this promise, I'll come and stay at your temple, you know.
Prabhupada bahut baar is prakar ka vaada karte the ki main aapke mandir mein aaunga aur wahan rahunga.
First of all, it was very pleasing to him, the environment was pleasing to him.
पहला कारण यह है कि प्रभुपाद को वहां का वातावरण
Secondly, he was pleased by the DDs and he was pleased by the mood of the devotees, so he felt very at home.
और दूसरा वहां के जो अर्च विग्रह है वे उन्हें बहुत सुंदर प्रतीत हुए उनकी उन्होंने बहुत प्रशंसा की और वहां जो भक्तों का मोह था
promises and other places also, you know, but you can't say that he wasn't being truthful just from the overflow of love and affection from his heart as well as his actual appreciation for each transcendental location. He could not restrain himself from making these wonderful statements. Yes, I'll come stay here.
और प्रभुपाद जी को वहाँ पे घर के समान प्रतीत हुआ ऐसा प्रभुपाद जी ने कई और जगहों पर भी मंदिरों में भी कहा परंतु हमें इसको ऐसा नहीं देखना चाहिए कि प्रभुपाद वादा कर रहे हैं और उसको पूरा नहीं निभा रहे क्योंकि वे प्रेमा भक्ति से इतने भरे हुए थे इतने आकर्षित थे कि वे ऐसे सुंदर वाक्य कहते थे
They would try their level best to actually catch Prabhupada, but
और इससे एक दिव्य स्पृधा शुरू हो गई कि हर मंदिर चाहता था कि प्रभुपाद जी हमारे केंद्र में आके रुके
Prabhupada was like child Krishna. The ropes of Mother Yashoda could not bind child Krishna, so the devotees were unable to capture Srila Prabhupada to stay at one place. He was forced to keep moving.
जिस प्रकार हम दामोदर लीला में देखते हैं किस प्रकार माता यशोदा कृष्ण को बांध रही है उसी प्रकार हर केंद्र के भक्तगण चाहते थे कि प्रभुपाद वहां पर आके रुके किसी प्रकार से प्रभुपाद जी को वहां उनके केंद्र में रोका जाए
Wow. Next paragraph, please.
यद्यपि बहुत समय से भक्त मैनर में नहीं रह रहे थे और उन्होंने इमारत और मैदान में कोई सुधार नहीं किया था प्रभुपाद ने उसमें एक स्थान की ओर इशारा करते हुए कहा कि वहां एक दिन वे एक 30 मंजिला मंदिर बना सकते हैं जो पूरे लंदन का सबसे विशाल भवन होगा उनका प्रस्ताव था कि वे कम से कम 2 महीने वहां रहेंगे और जन्माष्टमी के दिन राधा कृष्ण अर्च विग्रहों की स्थापना करेंगे वे मंदिर कक्ष और वेदी के निर्माण की भी देखरेख करेंगे
Actually, Prabhupada, he loves skyscrapers. I mean, if they were to be used for Krishna service, he liked the whole concept. But in Krishna service, otherwise he would ridicule them, you know.
Srila Prabhupada ko jo unchi aur vishal imaratein thi bahut pasand thi. Sirf tabhi jab ve Krishna ki seva mein lage. Agar ve Krishna ki seva mein nahi lage, to Prabhupada kai baar bahut bhari vakya bhi kehte the.
I should be careful to say that he liked the concept of making a skyscraper buildings for Krishna. But the karmi, the non-devotee, He didn't like.
वे विशाल इमारत इसलिए चाहते थे कृष्ण के लिए एक साधारण कर्मी की तरह नहीं अपनी इंद्रजुप्ति के लिए
He dismissed skyscraper buildings built by non-devotees as being symbols. Yeah, I'll keep it like that. I won't go into details if you, those that know, know, those that don't know. But
तो वे जो अभक्त हैं साधारण लोग उनके द्वारा जो विशाल बिल्डिंग स्काईस्क्रैपर बनाए गए थे उनका खंडन करते थे और उनको प्रतीक बताते थे
Anyways, Prabhupada's dream to build they, but in reality, first of all, they probably didn't have the money to build it, but second of all, it appears that they never ever would have got their permits to build it. So because sometimes Prabhupada would have a grand plan on behalf of Krishna, but even a Sakti Vaishnavitar can be stopped by situations coming from the material world. You know, we should not think that a Nitya Siddha devotee can automatically override everything in the material world. It doesn't work like that.
और यद्यपि यहाँ पे प्रभुपाद जी का इतना भव्य प्लान था परंतु हमें समझना चाहिए कि भौतिक जगत के अंदर ऐसा नहीं होता कि कोई शुद्ध भक्त है वह कुछ भी कोई कैसा मर्जी कार्य कर दे किसी भी चीज को कोई भी परिस्थिति बदल दे या कहीं पे भी हेर फेर कर दे वह भी भौतिक जगत से आई हुई परिस्थिति के द्वारा सीमित कभी कभार होते हैं
न्यूयॉर्क प्रभुपाद ड्रीम वाज फॉर द डिवोटीज टू हैव अ स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग
न्यूयॉर्क के अंदर श्रीला प्रभुपाद का स्वप्न था कि भक्तों के लिए एक स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग बनाया जाए
दे हैड अ स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग इन मैनहट्टन
और उनके पास स्काईस्क्रैपर बिल्डिंग थी मैनहट्टन के अंदर
दे सोल्ड इट
उन्होंने उसको बेच दिया.
It's one of the most foolish moves made in the history of our movement. Prabhupada's love and joy, and they sold the building. They could have worked it out. They could have figured a scheme. You give me that building, I would have figured a scheme. I can tell you in front of deities. I would have figured a scheme. No, they wouldn't do it because in those days the sannyasis were too fanatic. They were so fanatic that, you know, I don't know. Even Bimala Prasad might not want to be around.
तो उस समय किन्हीं कारणों के वह बिल्डिंग बेच दी गई. कई बार
See, the argument, the false argument was that the skyscraper building would fill up with householders engaged in dirty sex. Yeah. This was the argument. They could have rented rooms to vegetarian non-smokers, non-drinkers. There was enough in those days. There was enough non-devotees even who were following the regular principles. And, you know, as long as there's no smoking, no drinking wine, and it's written in the lease, then they become devotees. What is the problem? But they didn't have the brain.
तो कई बार वहाँ पे जो सन्यासी थे इस प्रकार एक फैनेटिक मूव ले लेते थे. तो ये कारण वहाँ पे दिया गया कि किस प्रकार से जो वहाँ पे कुछ शादीशुदा लोग रह रहे थे और अवैध संग में लिप्त थे.
So they didn't even want householders living, householder devotees. They didn't even want grihastras living in the building. What to speak of outsiders. They didn't even want grihastras living in that building because, after all, householders engage in sex. Dirty, dirty, dirty. So this is very low-class mentality. And they sold the building, Prabhupada's joy. They sold it. From this statement, we see how much he wanted such things.
Yeah, but this statement se dekh sakte hain ki kis prakar Prabhupada chahte the ki koi badi badi buildings ho mandir ke roop mein parantu wahan pe
anyways the good news is Manhattan is the financial district of New York City. The good news is that we have a prestigious preaching center now in Manhattan. I don't think it's a skyscraper, but we have a prestigious preaching center in Manhattan now, so at least we regained ground. Is it, how tall is it? How big is it? They have a, yeah. Couple of stories.
Next street.
Next.
In the next street, that building is there.
Oh, next to the one that used to belong to the Maurice? Oh, I see. How many stories is it? Anyways, we at least we have a prestigious preaching center now.
So Manhattan ke andar bahut hi अभी एक भव्य और बहुत प्रेस्टीजियस वहाँ पे प्रचार केंद्र है.
So we can say there's a saying in America, thinking outside of the box.
अमेरिका के अंदर एक saying है कि कुछ बाहर जाके सोचना.
Supposing you're in a room that's only, you know, 10 meters by 10 meters and all the doors are closed.
मान लीजिए आप एक कमरे के अंदर हैं जो 10 बाय 10 मीटर का है.
You go and you bang around, you bang around the walls, you go around and you don't know about the door.
आप इधर उधर घूम रहे हैं, आपको दरवाजा नहीं मिलता.
So that's called staying inside the box.
तो इसको कहते हैं कि बॉक्स के अंदर रहना.
Going outside of the box means creative thinking, visionary thinking. Get out of the box.
बॉक्स के बाहर जाके सोचने का अर्थ है एक लंबा अच्छा दृष्टिकोण रख के सोचना.
Whatever it takes.
इसके लिए जो भी लगे.
You have to have intelligence supplied by Krishna, empowerment by Krishna.
तो आपको बुद्धिमान होना पड़ेगा जो कृष्ण के द्वारा.
There used to be this famous American magician named Houdini. You never heard of Houdini? I thought you knew everything American.
तो एक बहुत प्रसिद्ध जादूगर थे जिसका नाम था लुदीनी.
They would lock him into impossible places, you know, he'd always get out. He was a, you know, top of the line magician, you know. Sometimes they would lock him inside a safe, chain his hands and sink him in the water, and he would have had only minutes before he would die of suffocation and all that, and he would get out. So he was, you know, top of the line magician.
और विश्व के सबसे प्रसिद्ध जादूगरों में से एक था. उसके हाथ पैर बांध के चेन से बॉक्स के अंदर डाल के उसको पानी के अंदर फेंक दिया जाता था और कुछ ही मिनटों में वह बाहर आ जाता था. वह बड़ी बड़ी बिल्डिंगें गायब कर सकता था.
Point is that Srila Prabhupada was always like that, thinking and acting outside of the box, not limited by conventional rubbish. Never.
जो श्रील प्रभुपाद थे उनका दृष्टिकोण इतना विशाल था कि वह हमेशा बॉक्स के बाहर जाके सोचते थे. उनकी जो सोचने की शक्ति थी वह किसी प्रकार से सीमित नहीं थी साधारण तरीकों के द्वारा.
Even so many senior Vaishnavs tried to stop him. That was, it was a big disappointment for Prabhupada. But that did not stop him because his vision was too great, because he was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this mission all over the world. And he personally wrote to me, nothing can stop this movement. He wrote to me personally, nothing can stop this movement.
Kabhi kabhar senior Vaishnav bhi unke plans sunke unko rokne ka prayas karte the, parantu Srila Prabhupada वह शक्ता विशेष अवतार थे जिन्हें ये शक्ति प्राप्त थी चैतन्य महाप्रभु का आंदोलन फैलाने के.
तो did I ever give you, Bimala, did I ever give you my letters from Prabhupada? Did I give you my letters from Prabhupada? Pen drive, you bring me pen drive and I'll offload my letters from Prabhupada. And my personal instruction is what drives me, certainly.
तो महाराज बता रहे हैं श्रीला प्रभुपाद के जो पर्सनल लेटर्स हैं उन्हें तो यही उन्हें आध्यात्मिक जीवन में आगे की ओर खींचते
हैं. I just have to say, you know, that there's a couple of letters. The archives didn't save the letters that were ingoing. They only saved the outgoing letters for Prabhupada. Well, it was a lack of foresight. They should have saved all the, yeah, they should have saved all the ingoing letters, but they didn't do it.
तो अभी जो श्रीला प्रभुपाद ने लेटर लिखे हैं सिर्फ उन्हीं को सेव किया गया है. श्रीला प्रभुपाद के जो लेटर आते थे वो सेव नहीं है.
I only know that Prabhupada wrote back two separate GBC men who were my supervisors. One was Satsuma Maharaj and one was, you don't know, Rupa Nuga Prabhu. You don't know him. You know about him, but his whereabouts are unknown. I never hear his name from any of my god brothers.
तो उस समय जो महाराज के सीनियर थे दो जीबीसी सदस्य इसलिए सत्स्वरूप महाराज और रूपानुगा प्रभु उनको प्रभुपाद जी ने लेटर लिखा.
So in two letters Prabhupada is writing to his GBC men and he says, "Makkamal is a very nice boy."
उन दो लेटर्स के अंदर प्रभुपाद जी ने लिखा था कि माखनलाल बहुत अच्छे भक्त हैं.
It makes me think that they must have written some complaint, you know. Probability is they wrote some complaint, you know, and Prabhupada would hear nothing of it.
So, ऐसे इन statements से प्रतीत होता है कि निश्चित रूप से उनको प्रभुपाद जी को पत्र लिखा गया होगा जिसमें कुछ complaint गई होगी.
I was very shocked also, very shocked, when I was watching one of the video interviews of my god brothers made in Los Angeles. Video interview of a real old timer named Aniruddha, was Prabhupada's secretary for a while.
So Maharaj bata rahe hain, main bahut chakit chakachand ho gaya tha. Ek Prabhupada ji ke jo shishya hain, ve Prabhupada ke bare mein smriti de rahe the. Aisa video tha.
He was Prabhupada's secretary.
So Aniruddha Prabhu,
he was
Prabhupada ji ke.
Oh, okay.
Sajeev the.
He was Prabhupada's secretary during the time that I sponsored the programs at the university of Berkeley. He was a proper secretary at the time, so he came to those programs.
जब महाराज बर्कली में प्रचार करते थे, programs organize करते थे, तब अनिरुद्ध प्रो नामक एक भक्त प्रभुपाद जी के सचिव थे.
I had put together programs, so I led the kirtan.
तो क्योंकि मैं program organize करता था, तो मुझे कीर्तन का नेतृत्व भी करना होता था.
On the video interview, I didn't know this until decades later. Only when I saw the interview, decades later.
कई दशकों के बाद मुझे ये पता चला था जब मैंने वीडियो देखी. मुझे ये इस घटना का ज्ञान उस समय नहीं था.
Aniruddha Prabhu says, "I didn't like Makkanlal's kirtans."
Aniruddha Prabhu ने कहा था कि मैं माखनलाल प्रभु के जो कीर्तन है उनको पसंद नहीं करता.
But suddenly, you know, Prabhupada turned to Aniruddha and said, "Doesn't Makkanlal lead nice kirtan?"
उनका ऐसा एक विचार था मन में कि वे माखनलाल प्रभु के कीर्तन को पसंद नहीं करते. तो तुरंत ही प्रभुपाद जी उनकी ओर मुड़े और उनको कहा कि देखो माखनलाल प्रभु कितना अच्छा कीर्तन नहीं करते क्या.
This is a small incident indicating that Prabhupada was completely clairvoyant or psychic.
तो ये एक छोटी सी घटना है जिससे हमें पता लगता है प्रभुपाद व्यक्ति को देख के पता लगा लेते थे कि उनके मन में क्या चल रहा है.
So there are many other instances where you know Prabhupada displayed his psychic nature, but then it's not surprising because Aditya Siddha devotee is always being told everything by Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants to know, he tells him. That's all.
ऐसी बहुत सी घटनाओं में से एक छोटी घटना है जिसमें हमें पता लगता है कि प्रभुपाद सामने वाले व्यक्ति की बिल्कुल मनोवृत्ति पकड़ लेते थे, उसके मन में क्या चल रहा है. ऐसा इसमें कोई हैरानी की बात नहीं है क्योंकि वे शुद्ध भक्त हैं और वे हमेशा कृष्ण के द्वारा प्रेरित होते हैं.
नेक्स्ट पैराग्राफ प्लीज.
प्रत्येक दिन 6 बजे सवेरे प्रभुपाद बैनर से 1 घंटे के लिए प्रातः भ्रमण को जाते थे. उनके साथ कौन कौन जाएंगे इस पर कोई प्रतिबिंब नहीं था और कभी कभी तो 20 भक्त तक उनके पीछे लग जाते थे. वे सुनने की कोशिश में रहते कि प्रभुपाद क्या कहते हैं. क्षितिज की ओर देखते हुए प्रभुपाद ने टिप्पणी की कि लेचमोर हीथ से उन्हें वृंदावन का स्मरण होता है. प्रभुपाद गली में चलते हुए राउंड बुश नामक स्थान पर पहुंचते, गेहूं के एक खेत का चक्कर लगाते और अंत में लेचमोर हीथ और मैनोर लौट आते. स्थानीय पुलिस का एक आदमी शिष्यों का मित्र बन गया था और नित्य प्रभुपाद को नमस्कार करता था. प्रभुपाद को उस छोटे से गांव की स्वच्छता बहुत पसंद थी और वह मैनोर मैदान पर पड़े छोटे से छोटे कचरे की ओर भी प्रायः उंगली उठा देते थे. वह कहते थे कि यह गांव अमेरिका के नगरों की तुलना में कहीं अधिक साफ सुथरा था.
You read both paragraphs?
Yes, ma'am.
The next paragraph should also.
Yes, you read the text is finished
till. Oh, at the bottom of the page. Okay. I mean the bottom of the break. Okay. Yes. It says that there was no restriction as to who could join him at that time.
इस पे कोई बंदिश नहीं थी कि प्रभुपाद के साथ सुबह मॉर्निंग वॉक पे कौन कौन जाए.
That was a big deal. You got to understand something. That was a big deal. So if 1973, but in that particular location, they were not restricting. But that's because it must mean that Brahmananda wasn't there.
1973 के अंदर ये लंदन ऐसा स्थान था जहाँ पे ऐसा कोई प्रतिबिंब नहीं था, परंतु ऐसा हर जगह नहीं था.
You know what a stockade is? Stockade? Oh, well, in America, they used to build forts. Sharpen the tree on the bottom and stick it 20 feet down in the ground. And then they would bind them together with steel bolts and it would make a very strong fort.
तो ऐसे अमेरिका के अंदर कहीं बड़े बड़े पेड़ों को आज एक लोहे की एक रस्सी से कुछ ऐसा होता उससे बांधा जाता था और एक बहुत मजबूत खम्भे के रूप में बनाया जाता था, किला के रूप में.
So when it says there was no restriction as to who could walk with Prabhupada, that's a big deal. We'll try to understand something. Definitely, I'm not joking. It means that Brahmananda wasn't there. He must not have been there because he was big on restricting who could walk with Prabhupada, you know, who could be with Prabhupada. He was really big on that.
ये बहुत महत्वपूर्ण और बड़ी बात है कि प्रभुपाद जी के साथ मॉर्निंग वॉक पे जाने में कोई प्रतिबिंब नहीं था.
So the comparison of the fort is that the sannyasis with their dandas, they were like this fort around Prabhupada, and so you couldn't get in. I mean, because it was like a wall of dandas. Dunda next to Dunda, and I mean, look, go ahead.
तो उस समय जब प्रभुपाद मॉर्निंग वॉक पे जाते थे तो सन्यासियों के एक डंडे के साथ दूसरा डंडा तीसरा डंडा ऐसे बहुत सारे सन्यासी होते थे और ऐसा नहीं था कि कोई भी व्यक्ति जाके अंदर घुस जाए.
It was way different in Los Angeles. Prabhupada would go and sit in his garden, and it wasn't easy to get in there at all. You know, I lived in Los Angeles. I for might have been around the same. My time chart is a little rusty, but Still, when Prabhupada would go to Los Angeles, a different story altogether, within that same time frame, pretty much.
महाराज बता रहे हैं कई वर्षों तक लॉस एंजलिस के अंदर आए और प्रभुपाद जी के साथ मॉर्निंग वॉक पर जाना बहुत ही दुर्लभ होता था खासकर उसके लिए जो कोई सन्यासी नहीं है सर
I was an insignificant householder at the time.
मैं वहाँ पे एक सामान्य गृहस्थ के समान था
And although, let's say by 1973, I would have been a four-year devotee. But try to understand, in those days, a four-year devotee was senior. You know, it's very hard to comprehend now, you know. Like, how long you been devotee?
7 years.
7 years. So there was no 7 year devotees. There weren't.
उस समय 1973 में तब महाराज को 4 साल हुए थे कृष्ण भावनामृत के अंदर परंतु उस समय 4 साल पुराना भक्त एक बहुत ही वरिष्ठ भक्त के रूप में देखा जाता था उस समय कोई 7 साल पुराना भक्त होता ही नहीं था
So by 1973 I would have been considered a senior devotee certainly
1973 के अंदर हालांकि मैं 4 साल पुराना भक्त था फिर भी एक वरिष्ठ भक्त के रूप में देखा जाता था
I was a 5 year devotee in 1973
और कोई 5 साल पुराना भक्त
5 year devotee in 1973. I joined in 68.
Maharaj बता रहे हैं 1968 में उन्होंने join किया था और 1973 यानी 5 साल हुए थे Maharaj.
69, 70, 71, 72, 73.
5 year devotee.
So, but I felt so intimidated. You know, I would go to Prabhupada's garden. I probably could have got in. Because I was a little senior and I was in good standing, I probably could have been. But I was like really intimidated, you know, by these forced dandas. You know, in Los Angeles anyways, there were always a lot of dandas and Brahmananda's likely to have been. Because Brahmananda would travel so much with Prabhupada, you know. Everybody was afraid of Brahmananda. He didn't mess with him, you know.
तो उस समय दंडों के द्वारा हर एक को ये अलाउ नहीं किया जाता था कि
Anyways, it says there were some 20 devotees going on a morning walk. Well, later on, that was out of the question. You couldn't go without strict permission from temple president, sannyasi, like that.
London में 20 भक्त प्रभुपाद जी के साथ सुबह की सैर पे जाते थे.
In reality, they overdid it. Prabhupada never demanded those restrictions. You know, they overdid it. They put too much restriction. They should have been more liberal on how they allowed. They should have figured something out. They wouldn't tire Prabhupada, wouldn't compromise him, but they should have figured out. They should have been more merciful about allowing devotees.
तो उस समय ये प्रतिबंध बहुत कड़ा होता था. शायद उन्हें थोड़ा और consider करना चाहिए था कि और लोगों को भी मौका मिले.
Point made here is that devotees, the 20 devotees, they're trailing behind. And they would try to catch up, they would try to strain to hear Srila Prabhupada.
And 20 bhakt Prabhupada ji ke saath subah ki sair pe jaate the aur har koi ek kaan laga ke sunne ka prayas kar raha hota tha ki Prabhupada ji kya keh rahe hain.
If you look at the photos of morning walks, you'll find that the devotees are leaning towards Prabhupada because on a morning walk he would speak very, very softly and you had to lean. There's one classic very classic photo which I want to get from archives.
तो उस समय प्रभुपाद जी जो बोलते थे वह थोड़ी धीमी आवाज में होता था और सॉफ्ट वॉइस में होता था तो बहुत पास जाके कान लगा के सुनने होता था अब ये समझने के लिए कि प्रभुपाद जी क्या कह रहे हैं एक बहुत ही प्रसिद्ध चित्र भी है
It's really classic
बहुत प्रसिद्ध चित्र है
It's myself you've seen that picture? Master disciple book is there? I think it's probably a different book. Detroit. The photograph was taken in Detroit, Michigan in a park, a morning walk. I'm with Satsuri Maharaj, and you can see Satsuri Maharaj is straining to hear, and I'm straining to hear, and a few other senior devotees that you don't know, we're all straining to hear. And we're gathered around Prabhupada in the center, like this whorl of a lotus flower, and disciples are around. It's a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece of a photograph. I want to get it. It's because it's supreme. It's a masterpiece.
ये डिट्रॉइट के अंदर जो मॉर्निंग वॉक थी उसका एक फोटोग्राफ है जब सत्स्वरूप महाराज बिल्कुल पास आके कान लगाने का सुनने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं महाराज कभी उसमें उपस्थित हैं चित्र में महाराज कान लगाने के सुनने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं और ऐसे प्रभुपाद कई भक्तों से गिरे हुए हैं
One day I would like, you know, I have to, I know there must be at least a dozen photos of me with Prabhupada in the archives, maybe even more, but there's about a dozen or so, and they pop up sometimes, they pull them and print them in books, you know. This photo I'm talking about, I haven't seen anywhere except the, it was a center spread one year in Bhakti Gandhi magazine, long ago.
तो ये भगवत दर्शन में सिर्फ एक इशू में प्रकाशित हुई थी.
Point is, you had to strain to hear Prabhupada's soft voice. That's all.
तो समझने की बात ये है कि प्रभुपाद की आवाज बहुत सॉफ्ट होती थी और उनको सुनने के लिए प्रयास करना होता था.
So we'll stop there. Any questions or comments?
किसी का कोई प्रश्न है?
It says here that Prabhupada would point out even the smallest piece of trash on the grounds. That's why I'm a fanatic.
तो यहाँ पे लिखा है कि प्रभुपाद जी एक कहीं छोटा सा भी गन दिखता था उसके और इंकित कर देते थे. इसलिए महाराज बता रहे हैं मैं अपने व्यवहार में उसी तरह हूँ.
श्री कमांडर. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Jagaguru. Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Giriraj Gaurang ki jai, Sri Sri Jagaswami Baladeva Sabhadra ki jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Varikunaman ki jai, Nita Goa Premanande, Hari Hari Bolo.
His Holiness Bhakti Madhurya Govind Maharaj ki jai.